headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is James and Mia with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a variety of fatal house fires in Queensland has prompted authorities to push a winter safety warning. The Queensland Fire and Emergency Services are warning residents to be aware of the risk of fires, as 5 houses have been set ablaze over the past week, with 3 being fatal. Prevention methods have been advised, with suggestions such as checking fire alarms and not leaving chargers plugged in. Adani has requested to bring the Queensland Finance Office to court to clear up suspicion that the company has not paid the royalties required on the coal it exported from its mine in Carmichael. QRO announced last year that it was planning to investigate the India-based conglomerate's finances between 2021 and 2023, and Adani has now asked the court to order the QRO to calculate the required payments. The government has until the end of the week to file its defence. In national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has raised concerns over the treatment by Chinese officials of Australian journalist Cheng Lei in Parliament House yesterday. Chinese officials were seen body blocking Ms. Cheng from observing Albanese and Chinese Premier Kang Li as they signed a number of agreements, including her release. At one point, she swapped seats with another journalist in the room, which caused officials to reposition themselves. They were later asked to move and did so.
Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison is being called to testify as witness in Senator Linda Reynolds' defamation case against former staffer Brittany Higgins. Reynolds is suing Higgins and now husband David Shiraz over a series of social media posts about the senator's conduct after the assault of Miss Higgins. Senator Reynolds said that the case continues to affect her health. In international news, Thailand has become the first Southeast Asian country to legalize same-sex marriage, with the country approving the bill on Tuesday afternoon. The law will allow same-sex couples practical benefits, such as being able to have babies through IVF and make emergency medical decisions for their partner. The law will take effect 120 days after the announcement, with the first weddings happening later this year. This historic moment brings much sought-after change in Southeast Asia. For your weather today, Brisbane is almost as cool as you, dear listener. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4.2, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the